So the Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin will be elected Taoiseach by the 34th Dáil today. The 174 TDs were elected at the end of November and they will meet for the second time today to vote on nominees for Taoiseach. The new government will be made up of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and nine independents. Let's join our political correspondent now, Micheál Lehan. So Micheál, take us through the day. What will be happening?
Well, from around 11 o'clock, TDs will begin to gather in the Dáil and there will be nominations for Taoiseach. Micheál Martin will be the one who will get the majority backing there, at least 95 on side for the new government. And after that, then, he will make his way to Áras an Uachtaráin to be formally appointed by President Higgins. Then it is back to Leinster House for that period of intense speculation where the place is always alive and crackling with rumours for several hours when he finalises the shape of his cabinet, which is due to be announced in the Dáil possibly around 5:30. Then the new government would be voted on and it would be a collective trip to Áras an Uachtaráin once again then, where the ministers would receive their seals of office and hold their first cabinet meeting up in the Phoenix Park. And that really would mark the end of a day of much ceremony and bring an end to much speculation.
Well, there's 15 jobs. Fianna Fáil will take 8 ministries. Fine Gael will take 7. Will you take us through what is it speculation at this point? Who will get what?
Yeah, I think it is speculation. I suppose the Fine Gael side in some ways looks on the surface at least to be a little easier to read. But these things always do have a live element to them. There are always things that change late on. There are people who refuse to move in certain directions and hold their ground, and that can have a ripple effect down through. But from Fine Gael's point of view, it does look like you'd have new faces with Jennifer Carl McNeill possibly going to health, Martin Hayden to agriculture. That would mean that Peter Burke would stay at Enterprise. It looks like Patrick O'Donovan could go to the Department of Arts, Culture and Communication. Pascal Donoghue staying at, or moving and returning to finance. And then the Taoiseach will be Simon Harris, and it will be Foreign Affairs, but also Defence and Trade possibly added on there. Helen McEntee, the Deputy Leader, going to Education, it seems. And it looks like that Hildegard Nocton could be staying as Fine Gael's Super Junior at the cabinet. The Fianna Fáil side less clear really as to how things are going to pan out there. We do know that Jack Chambers will go to the Department of Public Expenditure. It has been thought consistently that Dara O'Brien will stay at housing, although some people do say that that can't be completely nailed down at this stage. Is there a possibility that he could go to justice? Others in the mix in Fianna Fáil include Mary Butler, could be a promotion, could go to the Department of Children and Disability. Norma Foley will stay in the cabinet, going to social protection. Could there be a return for Dara Cailleary in somewhere like transport? The big question, though, and much will hinge on this really when it comes to the shape of the cabinet, is what happens at the Department of Justice? Is Jim O'Callaghan brought in from the cold? Many within the party last night feeling that that is likely to happen. Many feeling that that should happen. A Dublin TD with a high profile. However, it's not certain. He has been somewhat adrift from the leadership for several years now, and of course refused a junior ministry the last time. James Brown is someone who is seen to be in with a shout of promotion, a strong shout, seemed to have done well during those talks and government negotiation. Will Charlie McConnellogue hold on? Could he be going to higher education? People like Thomas Byrne and James Lawless also linked with a possible move-in. So there's a bit of work to be done on the Fianna Fáil side. Then an outsider too for some cabinet role, could it be Chief Whip, is Niamh Smith.
Jim O'Callaghan, he was touted too as a potential Attorney General. What do you think of that, Micheál?
There's views on that. One would say if there was a fix needed, if there was something that had to be done to ease a crisis, that was a possibility. There is precedent going back to the 70s with Declan Costello. The feeling within the upper echelons of Fianna Fáil and the people making this decision is that it would hamper his ability to vote, and it's all about numbers at the end of the day, protecting and making sure that there is a comfortable working majority. Although in Declan Costello's case, he did vote consistently in the past, there was a feeling on a day-to-day basis that perhaps Jim O'Callaghan mightn't be able to do so from his role as a Attorney General. So for those reasons, I think it's unlikely.
All will be revealed later. Now, this controversy over opposition speaking rights for members of the regional independent group, that group supporting the government, part of the negotiations to form the government and the programme for government, but some of them are not going to be ministers in the government, junior ministers or super junior ministers. So what will happen with that controversy today?
Well, today there is what is being termed a temporary little arrangement that the regional independent group will be allowed to assemble in the chamber. So you will have that group of government supporting TDs mixing now with four other TDs who won't be supporting the government. So on the pro-government side, it would be Michael Lowry, Gillian Toole and Barry Heenahan and Danny Healy-Ray. And then there are four others, the two ANPU TDs, Carol Nolan, and last night, Matty McGrath signing his forms to link in with that group now, bringing their total numbers to eight. So the Ceann Comhairle still has to make a call on this. I suppose there is a bit of time because the Dáil will be going to recess until February 5th. But the opposition are clear in their views that this is not a full opposition group, that it is eating into their time, taking their resources, and they will continue to make sure that it isn't allowed to take its place on a permanent basis. In a fairly lengthy submission yesterday, they argued that there isn't precedent for this. It's not comparable to Fianna Fáil's confidence and supply arrangement in 2016, because at that time, Fianna Fáil was outside government and did remain an independent party. It all comes down really to the definition of opposition in the rules of the Dáil.
So the election was 9 weeks ago. They met, I think, on the 18th of December. They're meeting again today. Why are they going on another break then for 2 weeks?
Yeah, this is going to spark a row. It's going to be one of many rows this morning where typically the day runs with a fair degree of decorum. But there is anger about this. The official view given is that there is a long-standing principle there that ministers get a bit of time to get to know their new departments, because it's only then that they would be able to answer questions about them. Now, the opposition say, given that things really haven't been going at full tilt in the Dáil since November 7th, that that is unacceptable, that there should be another fortnight off.
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.